Ship convoy has left a port in Cyprus to deliver 400 tons of food and other supplies in Gaza.
Concerns about hunger there soar. Meanwhile, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel will return to the table
for ceasefire talks with Hamas.
AP correspondent Gerald Soledesma.
Friday's announcement marks yet another attempt to reach a deal with the militant group that would pause Israel's military offensive in Gaza in exchange for the release of Israeli hostages. Several rounds of negotiations have faltered, though. Netanyahu says he has spoken with Israel's lead negotiators and authorized Israeli delegations to join talks in Gaza and Egypt over the coming days. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Russia said on Friday that major powers need a new approach to North Korea, accusing the United States and its allies of ratcheting up military tensions in Asia to strangle the reclusive state. Reuters' Olivia Chan.
The comment came after Russia vetoed the annual renewal of a panel of experts monitoring enforcement of long-standing United Nations sanctions against North Korea over its nuclear weapons and ballistic missiles programs. According to the UN, North Korea is the only country to have conducted tests in the 21st century. U.S. State Department spokesperson Matthew Miller said on Thursday that it was deeply disappointed at Russia's veto. Washington says North Korea has supplied Russia with missiles than it is using against Ukraine. Those assertions have been dismissed by the Kremlin and Pyongyang.
That is Reuters' Olivia Chan reporting. France says it has asked 46 countries if they can supply more than 2,000 police officers to help secure the Paris Olympics. Organizers are finalizing security planning. This is VOA News. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports on the effort to reopen the port of Baltimore.